Welcome to Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu. This is a weekly public affairs program designed to keep you informed about important issues affecting Monmouth and Ocean counties. Now here's Vin Ebenu with this week's Jersey Shore Journal.
And a good evening to you. I hope that you've all had a great weekend, and I thank you for joining us tonight to discuss the Jersey Shore. My guest on the show tonight is Lori Pepinella, the CEO of the Southern Ocean Chamber of Commerce. Then Dan Alexander joins us to give us a look at what's on the Jersey Shore calendar. We may have just wrapped up National Tourism Week, but there's still plenty, plenty to come before and after Memorial Day weekend for sure, and then throughout the summer here in Monmouth and Ocean counties. Lori Pepinella was a guest on Short Time with Vin and Dave this morning on 94.3 The Point, a show you can listen to every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. And Lori Pepinella is the CEO of the Southern Ocean Chamber of Commerce. And we were talking about all the great events and things to do this summer along Long Beach Island and Southern Ocean County, and some things that you're going to want to attend with family, with friends, or just go out and enjoy yourself. There's so much to do in Southern Ocean County. Lori Pepinella has a map for all of you to follow. Joining us is Lori Pepinella, CEO of the Southern Ocean County Chamber of Commerce, and for the second year in a row, joining us here on Mother's Day. And a happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. This was like, it wasn't planned this way, but, you know, it just worked out that way that Lori Pepinella's here.
Absolutely. You know, happy Mother's Day, and come down and enjoy all that we have to offer. You know, it's also the ending of National Travel and Tourism Week.
That's right.
Which is a very big event, you know, that certainly members of our chamber and our area really celebrate, because, you know, we rely so much on the local economy, on people coming down, whether it's for the day or for a weekend or for a special event. And for Mother's Day, hopefully people will, you know, take a ride down and enjoy, you know, what we have to offer. It's beautiful down here any time of year.
Oh, of course. And any kind of weather, too. It's like, you know,
in any kind of weather.
They got it all in Southern Ocean.
Well, you know, when you add heat, even just a little bit, like, you know, it could go from, you know, 55 to 60 degrees. People feel sure they want it. They just want to start their summer early, whether it's spring fever or not. But we certainly have a lot of information to help them find their way.
Do you find that National Tourism Week and everything is sort of that? I know everybody looks at Memorial Day as the unofficial start to summer, but that this Tourism Week that's just wrapping up is sort of that unofficial start to summer, where it really kind of gets people thinking about what's to come?
Well, that's weather dependent, but you know, what it does is really more for the industry. You know, it kind of really raises awareness from whether it's a statewide group, a destination marketing organization, hospitality and tourism organizations. It just sort of raises awareness of how important it is for everybody to work together and promote the state of New Jersey and, you know, how we fit into the scheme of things.
So in looking ahead just this month, you know, I feel like it's sort of that appetizer round of summer, the month of May, where it's like we're still trying to find things weather-wise, and there's some outdoor events that are starting to pop up before June, mm-hmm. July, and August hit. But as we get going through the month of May, even before Memorial Day weekend, and certainly after, Lori, what are some of the things that are going on in Southern Ocean and LBI that people should be looking out for?
Well, one of the things that we certainly recommend is we have a mobile savings pass. That is something that is online. It's very easy to get, and it gives you maps, discounts, and special offers. So it helps you navigate when you come down. Our website, visitlbiregion.com, has a lot of information, including Mother's Day guides if you're kind of not sure what you want to do today, but also upcoming calendar events, and we have a fishing tournament going on June. You know, what to do with beach information. People want to buy their badges a little bit early. And we also have our digital land and sea passport, so people can, you know, see some of the, you know, whether it's tide charts or what to do with their pet or maybe some places to stay. It just kind of helps give an overall view. So we always sort of guide people over to visitlbiregion.com. But we do have some great events. We're celebrating new businesses the time. One really exciting one we want to invite everybody down to. We have a ribbon cutting Saturday, May 20th It's at 525 2nd Street in Beach Haven. It's the QC Market, which is at the Queen City Marina, and that is happening at 9 a.m. on May 20th. It's a new boutique and a quick service cafe. So again, if you want to be out on the water, celebrate new businesses, grab a coffee, grab breakfast, stay for lunch. We just want to heighten, everyone's awareness of new businesses that are opening, businesses that are reopening from their, winter break. So we have a fanfare program that if you follow us on social media as LBI Region or Southern Ocean Chamber, you can see as things are sort of, coming into the season, how to just jump on board and have some fun with it.
There we go. We want to have some fun.
Absolutely.
All year round.
All year round.
18 miles of white sand beaches and so much going on in Long Beach Island throughout the course of May and, certainly through the summer months, Lori, and everything. But as we look, whether it's May, June, July, August, nice weather. We're all about the outdoor life. Not so nice weather. We're looking for things to do indoors. And you mentioned certainly the boutiques and the shops down there as well. But what are some of the things you want to highlight that a lot of people love to go to and a lot of people love to do, and some things that you want to get out there for people considering taking a ride over to LBI?
Well, certainly if we're going to talk about rain or shine, we're very proud. We've been a sponsor of the Lighthouse International Film Festival for 15 years.
There we go.
And this year's festival is taking place June 7th to the 11th. And obviously that's indoors. So we really have people coming from all over the world, whether they're, film producers or actors or just, independent film lovers.
Wow.
They have parties. They have these talkbacks with their directors. So it's a lot more than just watching films. And, this year they have full access passes. They have film only passes. You could buy individual tickets. So we fit everybody's budget, but certainly you can go again, visit lbiregion.com or to the Lighthouse International Film Festival and find out more. That's June 7th to 11th. So again, if you're looking for that Mother's Day gift and haven't gotten it yet, you can just go over there and get some passes and wrap them up and, okay, Mom, we got something for you to do.
Do something
but
nice for Mom.
It's a great way, to sort of, move around the island because it's at three different locations. And again, there's parties in several more locations. So it just is a great opportunity. And 15 years goes by pretty fast.
Yeah, sure it
certainly
does.
This is something to commemorate. So we invite everybody to check that out. And of course, we have our top visitor FAQs, everything you need to know about the area. So we do have What Do You Do If It Rains? We're so fortunate that we have museums here. The New Jersey Maritime Museum.
Yeah.
They have just so much on shipwrecks and diving history. We have the LBI Historical Museum. We have Surflight Theater with just a huge array of main stage and concerts and comedies and children's shows. Again, rain or shine, they are going to maybe, give you the memories that you're looking to do, whether it's a weekend or a full week. If you've never been down here before, it's just great anchor things to count on that, sort of help make the LBI experience a little bit more, just shareable. With
sure,
any generation, whether it's children's, teenagers, maybe you're bringing your parents, your grandparents down, or just ways to connect, with other families that you want to meet up
right.
with. It's a good, it's a good solid way. And of course, we have Barnegat Light State Park. They're always having great things. We have charter boats like Miss Barnegat Light. They're actually a head boat. You can go down, do environmental classes on there. You could do sunset cruises on there. They're open and operating. We're also really proud to be the sponsor of the LBI Ferry, which starts really 4th of July through Labor Day weekend. But you can, catch a ferry over from the mainland, tuckered in over to Beach Haven. And whether you want to spend the afternoon there or a quick trip, it's just you don't have to drive. Another great way to get on the water that's pretty low cost.
And some great places to go for ice cream as well down there. No, we highlighted a couple of them recently.
Yes, we did.
Harvey Cedars Ice Cream Parlor. They got Ship Bottom Ice Cream Company.
Oh, yeah. And we have the Woohoo. If you haven't tried the Woohoo, they have ice cream classes.
There we go.
So you can go down there. And again, just another great addition.
Did you say ice cream classes?
Yes, the woohoo. Yeah, everything is, you know,
I like the sound of that. That sounds fun.
we try to be very creative, and we have wonderful independent businesses that really understand, you know, the visitors and the residents that are coming down and want to give them just a little bit extra.
And so
So
many.
that's all information on that savings pass. So again, go to visit LBI Region, get the mobile savings pass. It's not an app that you have to download. You just have to tap your home screen and save it, and it's updated in real time. And you'll see a lot of these businesses, free events, military discounts and offers. So it's just a great way to stay in touch with us without it being too burdensome. We don't send you messages. We don't, you know, email you. It's just something to keep on your phone. And if you're coming down, it just, hey, this is there's some money off or there's some extra discounts. Fantasy Island's on there. You know, it's just a lot of ways to say, you know, we want to take a ride and really get to explore the shore a little bit deeper.
And then this is something you've touched on a little bit today, but also in the past as well. Like generations of families come to visit Long Beach Island and Southern Ocean County, whether they, have a rental property, they just come for the summer, come for a week. But this has been a destination for decades for a lot of people, and a lot of them keep coming back to check out the different events and the different things going on, go to the beaches. I mean, it's really a special place, a special part of Ocean County each and every summer, Lori.
You know, we love hearing that and we love seeing that because, you know, when we're around, you know, working with our businesses, whether we're doing, you know, a festival or a booth or whatever, handing out our guides, you know, we hear stories like that all the time. And but the best thing is people feel invigorated when they come. They feel maybe a little younger when they come. Like, this is what I remember. This is what I remember when, you know, my kids were little and now I'm bringing my grandkids. And, you know, I'm sentimental about that too. I came with my kids when they were little and my parents, you know. So, you know, when you come, it just sort of puts you in a special you know, frame of mind that I think sometimes it's just necessary. It's necessary to just go back to some place that makes you smile. And we certainly want to you know, keep that going and provide everybody. The thing that's changed is people want to plan and know before they come. You know, they're not just wandering in, and things don't operate on the same schedule that they used to. So, you know, we want to make sure people are informed, have access to the latest information, the latest events. If there's a change in cost or a change in time or date or a rain date, you know, being a host to so many people, it requires us to put the time and effort in to make sure if they go, if they call us, if they message us, if they go on our website, we'll do the best we can to, you know, inform them and make sure they make the most of their time here.
When it comes to trying to plan ahead, I guess as best you can, because the weather is certainly a factor, Lori, with the beaches in Southern Ocean County, whether it comes to just getting onto the beach, parking, this and that, anything to do with it, is does the website also have some information that people can check on before they go, or some things that they should know before going to the beaches?
Oh yeah, we have a whole FAQ section just dedicated to the beaches, where the public restrooms are, free parking everywhere on Long Beach Island. But certainly, we want to, you know, make sure Long Beach Island, you know, has six different municipalities, so they don't share a common beach badge, and that's one of the number one questions is everybody's used to hopping on a beach. But then you say, oh, I'm going to hop on this beach, and then you go to another beach, and you got to get another badge. So we want to make sure people are aware of where they're parking, you know, if they're renting a house or have a hotel or going to meet up with other people, that they're aware that, you know, one beach badge doesn't cover everything. But, you know, there is ways to get information, and there are certainly, you know, military, you know, discounts, and if you're under a certain age or over a certain age. So there is, you know, information for people to take a look at before they make their plans.
What are some of the non, I guess, beach events that people can do on a nice sunny summer day? Different things to go check out, events going on, concerts going on, rides that are happening, some things that people can do along LBI or on the mainland in Southern Ocean County.
Well, we have so many things that are happening all the time, especially when you're talking about post Memorial Day, because that's when a lot of the concerts. We have a concert almost every night a week during the summer. We have awesome. Farmers markets, you know, that happen, you know, almost every day of the week through the summer. There are, you know, pop-up festivals and events. There's certainly fundraisers that go on, but there's classes and camps that people can take part of. We have a lot of art classes. We have a lot of workshops. You know, we have a member that you can make your own stained glass or ornaments. There's just, you can watch fudge being made on the, you know, south end of the island. There's a Viking village, so you could see, you know, the big fishing fleet that's on the north end of the island. So there's a lot to do, and it depends on what they want to do.
Sure.
Our land and sea guide, we have a passport to LBI that features, you know, this is a printed piece, but it's also digital if you wanted to download it. But it has the clam trail that you can explore, which is, you know, giant clams all throughout the island that are hand painted. These are just a great representation of learning about the area that a lot of families like to do. But we also have a passport that takes you to multiple museums, and including like the Long Beach Island Foundation of the Arts and Sciences, where they have an unbelievable, you know, nature walkway that people can, you know, take in and explore. Barnegat Lighthouse, like I said, they have a jetty there. They have maritime forest. There's so many things that are low cost or no cost. Barnegat Light has an amazing museum. They have gorgeous gardens. So there's a lot that's happening that people can take in as little as much as they want. Most people want to go to the beach. They want to enjoy that. They want to maybe get outfitted for learning how to surf, or maybe, you know, rent a bicycle and, you know, explore that way. And we certainly have businesses that accommodate them, whether it's for the week or for the day. But, you know, there's pretty much, you can come on board and do as little or much as you want. And if you're renting a house or staying in a hotel or motel or bed and breakfast, there's always information too. When you check in, there's always, you know, access to what we have to offer, but also maps and other things that people might need to help them move around.
There we go. A lot Very of different nice. Options. Lori, before we wrap up, just want to get your perspective on all this. What do you think? And we've touched on it a little bit as well, but what do you think makes Long Beach Island and Southern Ocean County just such a special place to be during the late spring months and certainly throughout the course of the summer season every year?
Well, you know, it's definitely the community and the people. People come back here because they love, you know, their favorite restaurant, their favorite ice cream shop, their favorite, as you mentioned, rides. They want to recreate what they had maybe with their parents or their children, and they want to share it. So when people come over for the first time, they've, you know, have some sort of expectation that they're going to either do shopping or they're going to see a show or they're going to have a great meal or they're going to learn how to, you know, maybe stand up paddleboard or go on a, you know, tiki boat cruise.
There we
and
go.
Then they're going to, you know, come like back and do other things. So we just want people to know the businesses here really are working hard to give new experiences, to give value and appreciate it. We know that this is a time of year people can choose vacations anywhere. Mm-hmm. We're a great drive destination. We're great for, you know, families for any age, really, depending what they want to get involved in. So we just want to make sure they have the information they need to plan and make the most of it.
There we go.
Nice.
Lori, appreciate your insight and perspective on all things going on there down in Southern Ocean County.
But we'll have to have you down.
We'd love to take a drive down there. Go say hi to everybody, you and the rest
That's
of
right.
your team there at the Southern Ocean Chamber of Commerce
right.
and all the great local officials down there as well.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate everything you do to promote the shore and, you know, not just our location, but, you know, all of our, you know, shore, you know, colleagues and
yeah.
and beautiful places up and down the coast, certainly Ocean County. You know, we work hard with everybody to make sure this is a vacation place that people want to stay at.
Absolutely.
That it is.
Yeah. Everybody, head down to LBI Southern Ocean County. Spring, summer, all year round. They got plenty to do down there. And
we appreciate that.
Yeah. And go meet Lori Pepinell and her
course.
Team there.
That goes without saying.
Or at least go on the website.
Right. Be a party at the Southern Ocean Chamber of Commerce
That's
this
right.
summer. Lori, thanks again for coming on the show, and happy Mother's Day to you, and best to you and your team this summer.
Thank you to you and your families as well.
Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu.
All right, now it's time to take a look at what else is going on this week and in the weeks to come on the Jersey Shore calendar with different events going on across Ocean and Monmouth counties. And for all of that, we turn to Dan Alexander, who's got a look at what's on the Jersey Shore calendar. Good evening, Dan.
Then coming up Saturday and Sunday, it is the Joint Base McGuire-Dix Lakehurst's Power in the Pines Air and Space Open House, featuring performances by the F-16 Viper demonstration team, the Golden Knights, C-17s, Heritage Flights, and more. Also Saturday, the Ocean Cares Foundation holds their Ocean Cares Mental Health Wellness Fair at Trader's Cove Marina on Maniloking Road and Brick from 10 till 3. There'll be yoga, vendors, and Bob Scott from the game show night playing songs and games all afternoon. And looking into June, the Manahawk and Elks Lodge hosts their summer market at their lodge from 9 until 3 with over 50 area vendors showcasing their products. To get your nonprofit club or organization's event listed on the community calendar, click the submit link at the top of the community calendar page on this station's website. For Jersey Shore Journal, I'm Dan Alexander.
Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Ben Avenue. Town Square Media's Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu.
Well, it's time for me to say goodbye and goodnight, but we do have a full look at what's going on in Jersey Shore news on our free Town Square Media family of apps here in Monmouth and Ocean counties. Have a great night and a great week ahead, everybody. Talk to you soon.
This has been Jersey Shore Journal with Vin Ebenu, a public affairs presentation of Town Square Media. Join us again next week as we keep you informed about important issues affecting Monmouth and Ocean counties. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on Jersey Shore Journal, please email the host, vin.ebenu@townsquaremedia.com.